in America, 4 times a day, by Bobby Baker. Alone at cribside, with the mini Mickey whoosh, ventilator breath fed baby, 10-me-tone multi-monitors, the emitting diode light show, these all fade. I am alone with the baby, motionless, both of us, except a rise and fall of chest. Hers mechanical, mine catch and release. Hers scheduled to stop when the committee votes. 2 years old, raped, shaken, burned. Here's what happened. She fell down the stairs. That's the story. That's the case. White coats round and round. Everybody lawyers up. Social services abuzz. We will now show this baby the best that civilization has to offer. Deal with it, professionally. That is my task. Visualize events, unthinkable events, in detail, accurately enough to present causality. Tediously, I testify, one more time, to one more jury. Ordinary men and women, bewildered by the horror, desperately wanting to believe there was an accident. I will explain again that this particular constellation of injuries, the swollen, hemorrhagic brain, blood in every layer of the retina, fingerprint bruises on the arms, multiple fractures in varying stages of repair, torn vagina, cigarette burns, these do not happen by accident. These are not the findings of a baby who fell down the stairs. You see, good people, the size of a baby's head compared to the strength of the neck musculature when shaken violently by the shoulders subjects the fragile brain to high velocities of deceleration. And so it goes. So goes the accounting of the mechanism of neural injury, ending with the diagnosis, non-accidental trauma incompatible with life. Maybe they didn't mean to. Maybe they were raised in abuse. I don't know about the question why. Others will tell you why. My job here is to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, somebody killed this baby. No transforming metaphor, no cadence of emphatic speech.